proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue looking at the typology of the tabernacle in the wilderness, turning our attention to the curtains of the tabernacle. According to the 26th chapter of Exodus, the ceiling of the tabernacle consisted of four curtains. One of these came from linen, the second made from goat's hair, the third from dyed ram's skins, and the fourth from what are called badger skins. That latter, relatively unattractive covering, was the outward curtain of the tabernacle. Each curtain measured about 28 cubits in length, that is to say about 42 feet, and 4 cubits about 6 feet in height. The Israelites connected 10 individual coverings with 50 golden clasps so that the entire set of curtains lay over both the top and the sides of the tabernacle. Looking at the innermost covering, we note that it contained threads of what are described as finely twined linen, colored blue, purple, and scarlet. That Hebrew word defined as finely twined linen, or shesh, was Egyptian in origin. The Egyptians were known for this kind of material, and the use of this word shesh reflects the craftsmanship inherited in making such a fabric. Moreover, the Israelites wove figures of cherubim into this finely twined linen. God instructed the Israelites to weave 11 curtains made from goat's hair. This drapery measured 30 cubits long, or about 45 feet in length, thereby fitting over the innermost curtain. The Israelites connected 5 of these outward curtains together for one covering, and 6 of them together for a second covering, one which folded over at the entrance to the tabernacle. 50 clasps made of brass held these curtains together. The third covering consisted of ram skins dyed red. Rams frequently comprised burnt offerings. Genesis chapter 22, for example, when Abraham sacrificed the ram rather than his son Isaac. Leviticus chapter 7 indicated that whenever an Israelite presented a burnt offering, the skin of that offering belonged to the priests. No certain identification exists about this fourth set of covering made from what are called badger skins. Since Leviticus chapter 11 forbade Jews from touching the dead bodies of unclean animals, the term probably does not denote an actual badger, since that animal would be under the unclean category, because it goes on its paws. Yet a description given in the 16th chapter of Ezekiel might suggest that the term badger skins alluded to a decorative form of outerwear, something noted for its durability, rather than identifying what specific material it was made from. Each covering of the tabernacle had a special spiritual significance. The fine linen of the inner curtain represented the righteousness of believers. The goat hair curtain depicted Jesus Christ as the scapegoat, typified in Leviticus chapter 16, the scapegoat who bore the sins of Israel upon himself into the wilderness. The ramskin covering pointed to Jesus Christ as the perfect offering, one accepted by God as an atonement for the sins of the world. Finally, this exterior badger skin covering represented the unprepossessing external appearance of the Messiah, that same Messiah of whom Isaiah declared in the 53rd chapter of his book that, quote, "When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him," unquote. All of these coverings typified some aspect of Jesus Christ, his work, and the righteousness that he gave to believers. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.